Good evening, beloved. Thank you for tuning in to this program, Jamaican Baptist Ministry. Praise the Lord. I see that we have some new members on this page. The Lord sent you here. The Lord wants you to hear the Word of God preached, and that's what we attempt to do, is to bring attention to this, God's Word, and to the gospel message of Jesus Christ. Not to ourselves, not to a ministry, but to God. And that's what matters in the ministry, the Lord. Praising the Lord, giving God all the glory. And we pray that this message tonight blesses whoever tunes in and hears the gospel message of Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. And I pray that the members on this page hears you, Lord, listens to your word, and does something with it. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Turn into your Bibles to Romans chapter 10. We're going to kick this message off in these patches of scripture tonight. In Romans chapter 10, we'll read verses 1 and 2. It says, "Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. For I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge." Now, the writer is inspired here. His name is Paul, and he's talking to his Gentile brethren. That's why it says, "Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God is for Israel to get saved." His desire is that his biological bloodline, the tribe of Israel, gets saved, that they might be saved. That's his heart's desire. I want you to notice with me, just briefly out of interest, notice his desire. His desire for people to get saved. You see, the result of Paul's transformation, which is his salvation in Jesus Christ, was so that others will get saved. That's his desire. And that's the result of being transformed by Jesus Christ after salvation. Go with me to 2 Peter chapter 3 and 9. And because he's transformed by salvation, by Jesus Christ, he has the mind of Christ, and he shares the same burdens that God has. And what are those burdens? It's so that you, beloved, who's listened to this podcast or this Facebook page, will be saved, if you're not saved. In 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9 says, "The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some count slackness." There is a promise of a pending judgment to those that are not saved. That one, as men count slackness, but is long-suffering. That means patient. "To us were not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance." This thing's a little bit too bright. "That all should come to repentance." Beloved, God wants all to come to repentance. Paul has that same desire, just like his master, God, has that same desire. Paul's brethren are the same Gentiles that he's addressing, as I mentioned before. Paul's desire was for that man to be saved. That's why God laid it on our heart to start this Facebook page, so that you, my friend, can get saved. A zeal to be saved. Many of you on Facebook are seeking, I should say, avenues of salvation. You're looking, you're searching for the truth, just like many others, and are zealous about the things of the Lord. It says they are zealous for salvation, but not in the biblical way. There's so many out there searching for the truth. They tried Buddhism, they tried Catholicism, they tried Mormonism, and not satisfied. And sadly enough, because they only tried those things and not Jesus Christ, they died in their sins. How sad that is. Beloved, on this program, we have God's word. We have the truth of salvation. And that's what we want to talk about today. So many are on the wrong road to salvation. They go to a church and think that church saves them. Their church attendance saves them. They think being a good person saves them. The Bible says, "For by grace are you saved through faith, in that not of yourselves, it is a gift of God, and not of works, lest any man shall boast." In Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 through 9, salvation comes by believing in Jesus Christ for salvation and calling upon his name. That is what gets you saved. Not church attendance, not some religion, not being a member of Jamaican Baptist ministry. Salvation comes through Jesus Christ and Jesus Christ alone. But many people are on the wrong road to salvation. They're thinking, like I said, a good person will get them saved. Church attendance gets them saved. Driving a bus route gets them saved. No, my friend, that is the wrong road. I want to take a few minutes here to preach a message the wrong road. And through God's word, we will rely on God's word tonight to show you what that right road is. Your zeal is for salvation. Paul can relate to these folks. Zealous, it says, "For I bear them record." These are the folks that are searching for salvation, that they have a zeal of God, but not according to the knowledge. Paul was this man. Paul was zealous for the things of God. He was zealous for the things of God. He thought that his service was for the Lord, but it wasn't the biblical way. He was on the wrong road, and so he got into the road of Damascus, and Jesus met him on the way and revealed himself to Paul, and Paul got saved. Go with me to Galatians chapter 1. Galatians chapter 1. And let's read a little bit of Paul's testimony here. Okay, let's just read until I catch it, because I forgot to write the verse. Paul, an apostle, not of men, neither by man, but by Jesus Christ and God the Father, who raised him from the dead, and all the brethren which are with me unto the church of Galatia. Grace be unto you, and peace from God the Father, and from our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us from the present evil world, according to the will of God and the Father. You know what? Let's just go to 1 Timothy chapter 1:13, because I wrote the wrong notes here. Let me show you what Paul was like before salvation. He, as you know, he used to persecute the church. He caused people to be martyrs. He caused Christians to be martyrs and put to death. But Paul thought he was doing that for the Lord. You see, he was zealous for the things of God, but he wasn't doing it the biblical way. He wasn't saved yet. Go with me to 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 13. It says there, "Who was before a blasphemer," that was Paul, "and a persecutor." Paul persecuted Christians. "And injurious," he injured Christians. He broke up churches. "But I obtained mercy because I did it in ignorance and in unbelief." Today, there are so many people that are in church today. They attend the church. And because they think their name is Baptist, they're going to heaven. Because they think they're Catholic, they're going to heaven. They think because they're Mormons, they're going to heaven. And they're doing that with a zeal, thinking that they'll go to heaven. Some of them are Jehovah Witnesses, zealous about those types of things, thinking that they're going to heaven. Oh no, my friend, that's not what the Bible says. The Bible says that Jesus is the only way to heaven. And Paul was once that person. That's why he can say, "For I bear them record that they have a zeal of God." You see, he was in the synagogue. He never missed the synagogue. Never, ever, ever. He read all the scrolls. He was zealous, just like these fellow Hebrews, zealous about the Old Testament law, not missing the synagogue. But they weren't on the right road. Who is that right road? What is the right road to salvation? Let's kick this off in Luke chapter 13. I'll show you from God's word what that road is. Luke chapter 13, verses 22. Now, again, many of you are on this program to get saved. You know you're going to die one day, and you want to make sure whether or not you're going to heaven or not when you die. You've come to the right place, because this program uses God's word to show the truth. Luke chapter 13, verse 22 says, "And he went through the cities," this is Jesus, "and villages, teaching and journeying toward Jerusalem. Then said one unto him, Lord, are there few that be saved? And he said unto them, strive to enter in at the straight gate." Beloved, strive to enter in at the straight gate. And Jesus says, "For many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in and shall not be able." What does that mean? There are many of those that are religious. They try to make themselves modest, moral, attend church, look good on the outside. They're striving to go to heaven, but they missed it. They did not go through the straight gate. They're on the wrong road to salvation. Who is that straight gate? Well, that's Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the only way to heaven. There is no other way to heaven but through Jesus Christ. John 14, 6 says, I am the way, the truth, the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Jesus is the only way to salvation. Now, what happens when you don't go through the straight gate, Jesus, through Jesus Christ, and seek another way to heaven? You seek your way to heaven through being a church member, being in the choir, driving the bus, but you never went through the straight gate, Jesus Christ. This is what happens. When once the master of the house is risen up and hath shut to the door, that means you're dead and gone, and you begin to stand without and knock to the door, saying, Lord, Lord, open unto us. And he shall answer and say unto you, I know you not whence you are. Then shall he begin to say, we have eaten and drunk in thy presence, and thou hast taught in our streets. But he shall say, I tell you, I know you not whence you are. Depart from me, you workers of iniquity. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. A description of hell is given by Jesus Christ, our Lord. When you shall see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, and you yourselves thrust out. Beloved, don't make the mistake as these religious folks. Go through Jesus Christ. He is the only way to heaven. As I said before in John 14, 6, I am the way, the truth, the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. So now that I told you the right road is through Jesus Christ, let's continue further. Here's more of the right road. Jesus is the road to salvation. Jesus is the door to salvation. I already quoted John 14, 6. I'll say it again. I am the way, the truth, the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Do you believe that Jesus Christ is the only way to heaven, salvation? Let's go to John 3, 16, a very popular verse. It says there, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish. That's talking about hell, but have everlasting life. Do you believe that Jesus is the only way to heaven? Do you believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross for our sins and rose again on the third day? If you believe that, you're on the right track. It says you shall never perish. If you believe this, why not call upon the name of the Lord? Let's go back to Romans chapter 10. It says in 13, for whosoever, that's anyone, by the way, look at verse 12, for there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. It doesn't matter who you are, your skin color, your ethnicity, or where you come from. If you call upon the name of the Lord, you shall be saved. Verse 13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Once you call upon the name of the Lord tonight for salvation, if you believe that Jesus is the only way to heaven, why not you, beloved, that's listening to this program, call upon the name of the Lord? If you want to make that life-changing decision tonight, bow your head and close your eyes and let's pray and ask Jesus to save us. Dear Jesus, I know I'm a sinner. I know that my sins will take me to hell. Please save me and take me to heaven when I die. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you believe this, the Lord will save you and will save you forever. Let's pray. God, I hope this program was a blessing to someone. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Have a good night.